What's going on, guys, and welcome back to another episode of Owning She. I'm your host, Sheena LV, and as always, happy Thursday to you, and I hope you're having a fantastic week so far. Today, we are talking about breaking free, and we all know that everyone has that story, right? Everyone has been through something, and if you have not broken free from it, hopefully this podcast today will help you in that situation or out of that situation, rather. I know for me, I had my own personal things that I have gone through in life, and I've definitely broke free from so many different things. But I have a symbolic soul with me this evening, and she was born and raised actually in the jazzy vibration within New Orleans. How about that? And she's going to be talking about her book, her music, her journey, her life, her story, all of that good stuff. So we are going to go ahead and introduce Miss Symbolic Soul. Thank you for joining me this evening. I'm excited to have you.
Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Absolutely. So what brings you to Owning She? Tell us a little bit about yourself and your book and your story. Who is Miss Symbolic Soul? Explain to us.
Symbolic Soul is a name that is a new name that was given to me, basically. So I had to get rid of the old name and then walk in my purpose and become Symbolic Soul. She's fierce. She's fearful, fearless. Basically, you know, speak the messages with conviction, you know, inspire, uplift, motivate. That's what I'm all about.
All right. Tell us about your book. It's titled Healing Souls. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, my book, Healing Souls, Turning Pain into Purpose. It's all about the messages that I got basically from the universe. And I just want people to start the healing process and the healing journey. It talks about addiction, depression, suicide, you name it, it's in there, domestic violence. I put everything into the book and in a poetic form where people can touch into their souls and do some soul searching to start their healing process, basically.
Got it. So that is amazing. I'm gonna have to pick that up because I'm definitely for the upliftment of women and healing women and breaking free and getting free of all those different things that hold us down in life. Let's talk about you for a moment. Can you tell us a bit about your journey and freeing yourself? What was that like for you?
Oh man, I've been through, I had a rough childhood. And I just went through life and just making mistake after mistake and, you know, toxic relationship after toxic relationship and just kept doing the same thing, you know, dating the same person, but just in a different body, different everything. But it was the same person with the same mentality and everything. So, you know, after a while, I was just so lost and I felt broken. And so I did try to find some strength. And from there, you know, I found my purpose and I just started living my purpose and being able to speak, you know, the messages from my soul into everybody because I can empathize with everybody, basically, like to be lost and broken and not know like where your next meal or where anything is going to come from.
Absolutely. So I went through your bio a little bit. And I saw that you've been in, what is that, Alamo City, known as San Antonio, Texas. Awesome. Go Spurs. And then you are a Phi Theta Kappa. Is that right? Awesome.
Yes.
So you have a degree in sociology. You are a writer, singer, lyricist, and performer. My goodness, you got it going on. So tell us about your music and its message.
Oh, yeah. My music is kind of like, basically, I try to reach everybody. So for the people that probably don't like to read, basically, I put it in a music form. But it's a message behind it, too. And again, it's for the uplift, motivate, and encourage. And I've been getting nothing but positive feedback. Matter of fact, just today, one of my friends sent me a message and said I inspired her. She listened to my album every day, and that inspired her to go back to school. And I was like, oh, that's awesome, you know? So again, here's a message. When you feel like what you're doing is not impacting people, or you may feel like what you're doing don't have a purpose behind it, it is. There's always somebody watching. Even if they don't give you those accolades or give you those with the girls or whatever, you know, there's always somebody's watching.
I agree with that. I wanted to talk about your song on your website, Fly. I really love that. That is really nice. I was listening to it a few times, actually, and I really like that song. What was your inspiration behind that?
I get all my inspiration. It's crazy. Like, one day I was just in the mirror and I was getting dressed or whatever. So I was just like, okay, I'm fly, you know? So I just like, I just made up the, you know, the chorus or whatever. And then I was like, all right. So, you know, and then later on I had wrote a poem about it. So then I just put it all together and basically I made it happen. Yeah. Everybody loved that song because we all fly.
That's true. That's true. Now, I don't know how you're going to feel about this, but I'm going to try to put you on the spot a little bit. You want to sing a little bit for me?
Sing? Well, yeah.
It doesn't even have to be long. It doesn't have to be long.
Okay, listen.
A little bit of that song, that fly song. I like that.
So when I first started, right, like I started out, you know, doing the poetry, and then I started like singing or whatever. People told me that I can't sing, you know, that's why I got people on my album that I know can sing, but I'll sing it. Let's see, how does it go? I woke up feeling fly today, got dressed in the mirror, and I had to say, girl, you look good today. There it is.
All right, there you go.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes. And so in Healing Souls, is there a specific part in that book that resonates the most to you?
Oh, it would have to be, you know, when people ask me that, it's that stand in your truth. That part right there is because, man, when you talk about freedom, freedom is truth. When you can say your truth, then you can stand in your truth, and you don't let nobody else try to come and try to knock you down or whatever, or they gonna try to say something about you that already been said. Basically, when you stand in your truth, it's already been said. So it's nothing that they can come at you with, basically.
Right. Absolutely. You are so right about that. And people, I know one thing for a fact, and I don't know if you have been or have had to deal with this, but when you are doing your thing, let's say, and you're, you know, running your business or trying to run your business and you're doing your books or whatever, your music, you have people that are going to try to attack you from every which way possible and try to tell you, one, how to run your business or yourself, or have a problem with how you run your business or yourself. And when you say stand in your truth, that is such an important factor for people to understand that no one can tell you what your journey is. No one can tell you what your walk is. No one can tell you how to run your life or your business. That is for you to decide. Okay. So So when you say stand in your truth, what does that mean to you?
That means that, you know what? A lot of people tell me that I'm so personal and I just like put all my business out there. That's what they call it, right? Mm-hmm. But to me, it's freeing. It's like, why would I keep all of that inside of me when it's my story, and my story can help other people? And my purpose is to encourage and inspire other people to tell your story, because you never know who can be helped by you telling your story.
Yes. Yeah, you're right about that. So I'm gonna go into Healing Souls for Healing Souls. Now, well, let me say this. When did you become a writer, and where did your inspiration to write come from?
When I was younger, I used to be a rapper. Well, when I was younger, basically, like way in the beginning, I used to write. Like, you know, a lot of times writing was my escape. A lot of times I tried to escape my reality, and I just used to write. But somewhere along the way, I lost it. And so honestly, when I connected with God, that's when everything came back to all of these different people. They told me I should write a book. And so basically that's what I did. I listened to what they said. And basically when you could get a prophecy from anybody, that's like a chief code for life. So when I get a prophecy, basically I'm like, okay, I got it. It's my compass, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Most definitely. And you find that compass. I have so many shows about being a woman and finding that voice and that passion and that fruit that, you know, that you can follow. And a lot of people don't know where to start when they hear that. They don't know where to begin in that situation. And it's like, I cannot decide that for you. You have to be silent. That's the thing. Like, a lot of people don't realize that sitting still will bring you so much clarity. And when you open yourself up to that stillness and become one with yourself and learn your interaction with your own soul, your own discernment, your own spirituality, then you'll find that passion to where it is that you need to go and what it is that you need to be doing in life. That's your walk. You have to figure that out.
Exactly. Actually, sitting still is a great thing, like you said, because when I wrote this book, I didn't have nothing. I really didn't. But I went to a hotel room basically for a weekend. I turned off my phone. I did just like you said, I sat still, and then everything just came to me, and I basically wrote this book within the weekend.
Oh, wow. The whole book?
Well, I had some of the poems, but I'm talking about the format of it, like the subtitles and everything like that. I wrote it within that weekend. I finished the book.
Wow. And you know what? When you sit in that stillness, I'm telling you, that creativity comes out. Like, you come up with that magic that is meant to help other people. So where did your inspiration come from for Healing Souls?
I think I've always had a passion to help people. But what it is, like I said, throughout my life, they placed, people placed all of these negative labels on me. And I think it wasn't until I got in touch with myself and did some soul searching that I was able to understand who I was. And once I was able to understand who I was like, okay, I know there is some other people that went through some of the same things that I went through. So again, I wanted to help them. So I felt like I just wanted to use my story and my God-given talent to be able to help other people. And that's where the Healing Souls came from.
Awesome. That's amazing. Do you have a specific poem or piece, like a snippet of it, that you favor the most, you like to share?
Of course, it's going to be the Standing Your Truth one. I got it. All right, here we go. Can we try something different for a change? I mean, instead of being silent, can we just raise our voices and maybe even broaden our horizon? You see, some of us would rather be silent and deny what we feel on the inside. Then we would decide to wear a mask to disguise all the hurt and pain we carry on the inside. But my question to you is why? Why would we rather hide our truth than cover it up with lies, only to deny the pain that will somehow resurface anyhow? In the meantime, we unknowingly allow our past to eat us alive as we learn to improvise. Why is it so hard to open our eyes and to recognize the enemy lies? I don't know about you, but I'm tired.
Yeah, there it goes.
Ooh, baby, poetry snaps, okay. I know that's right. So I'm glad that you were able to connect with me, and I'm glad that we were able to have that relation about the Poets Playground. Now, that piece was something else. So I'm going to ask you, mindset is of the utmost importance. Like, we all know that, right? So when deciding to make a change, in your opinion, how do we change the game? How do we change the game when we are trying to, I guess, unify in a sense? What would your advice be on that?
I just feel like it's got to be talked about. You got to be honest about stuff. Like, how can anybody change if they can't be honest about it? We got to put it out there, basically.
That's true. And I don't know why people find it so hard to talk. Well, I guess I do understand why a lot of
people are ashamed. A lot of people walk around with shame. Yeah, you know, they ashamed, and they just feel like they look at it like how somebody going to look at them if they say this or they say that. But you know what? It's like you say, it's your life. You got to live your own life. You got to figure it out on your own. So you can't let somebody else tell you who you are.
Mm-hmm. Like the saying goes, sweep in front of your own front door before you come sweeping around in front of mine. So, yeah. You know, you got your own, everybody got their own problems. Everybody got something they're going through. And that's life. And I think when we become more comfortable with being transparent and just not caring with what someone else has to think and or say, that will start our freedom, definitely, setting ourselves free. And also,
most definitely.
And also, I wanted to talk about just like how a lot of people find it shameful to even seeking therapeutic help, professional help. And I think it's a culture thing for us. We were never taught to talk about our problems, our mental problems, emotional problems. You know, we were always taught what goes on in this house stays in this house.
Yes, ma'am.
So now in 2020, 2021, you know, I do see an awakening happening, and I do see a lot of people who are breaking free from that bondage and saying, you know what? What's going on in this house is hurting me. What's going on in my inside and in my mind and my heart is hurting me, and I have to get rid of this. And I appreciate that healing. Have you noticed a lot of more people are taking the time to heal?
I have noticed that. And what I think happened was, I really feel like what happened is the entertainers started coming out and saying that, you know, the Black entertainers actually started coming out and saying that I seek therapy. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like Oprah and everybody like that. And of course, we live in this follow world. So everybody want to follow everybody. So now once they see somebody who they think is like, you know, has status doing it, then basically that's going to make somebody else want to do it. But I feel like it has to be done. Because if you can't talk about it, you can't heal from it. I feel like there's so many people out there that has been affected by that. What goes on in my house stays in my house. Mm-hmm. And they wait until they're like maybe in their 40s, 50s or whatever it's been affecting them. You know, it's been affecting them mm-hmm. year after year after year. And now in their 40s and their 50s or whatever, now they want to talk about it. But it's like your life is kind of mm-hmm. like, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of, it's already like
over.
Not necessarily. Yeah. I don't want to say.
You know, once you get about 40 and 50, I mean, you got a good about 10, 15, 20 years left. You know, you done spent most of your life in this one mind frame. You have spent most of your life practicing this one way or knowing this one way to be, rather. And so when you get about 40, 50 years old, it's like, you're lost. It's like, where do I go? What do I do? This is all I've known majority of my life.
Yeah. At this point, you set in your ways. Mm-hmm. But what you didn't realize when you didn't get that therapy, those was the decisions that was a result. For every action, there's a reaction. Mm-hmm. So that was a result that, you know, all those bad decisions you made and everything that happened in your life, it came from that. But if you would have got that therapy like you were supposed to, things could have changed. You know what? It could have freed you, basically.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Self-identity. What is the most beneficial piece of advice you would give to them?
That stillness again. I tell everybody, like, I think that would be so beneficial if they have the money or just whatever to just go check into a hotel room, turn your phone off, and just sit still and just, you know what? Because a lot of people expect for another person to be able to deal with them when they can't even be by themselves. They can't even deal with themselves. A lot of us, you know, can't even sit alone, can't even spend time with ourselves, like take ourselves on dates and everything like that. A lot of people can't do that because we're so accustomed to having somebody there, you know, get out of one relationship, jump into another one, you know, and like I say, it'd be the same person, just in a different body.
Right, right. That's true. That is true. Some people can't be alone. They look, they can't stand their own company. Like, oh my goodness, you know, I got to get out of here. I want to go do something. I got to go play some cards. Or I got to go to I just have to get out of here. A lot of people can't sit alone. And what you guys are failing to realize that stillness and that peace passes all understanding. When you are still, there is so much you can learn about yourself. There's so much you will learn about yourself and find out about yourself. So if you are in a position or a place right now where being still is hard for you, it's not supposed to be easy, because those things that you don't like about yourself when you are being still are the things that need to be worked on. So being still is not going to be an easy process. Learning to be still is not going to be an easy process. But being still is going to benefit you the most in your life, because you're going to find out so much about yourself that you didn't know about yourself or that you were even capable of, you know, so it gives you direction. You know, stillness is very important.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So what's next for you, Miss Symbolic Soul? You got it going on with all this music and poetry and books. And I mean, my goodness, what's next for you?
What's next? Oh my gosh, I got so much stuff going on. Like I said, I just came to the conclusion, you know, like I tested positive for COVID in August of last year. And man, that was a rough time in my life. And yeah, I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. After I got over that, I was just like, you know what? I have like a second chance. You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of people didn't make this, and it's a fear like no other. And I just from there, I just was like, you know what? I was made to move. So yeah, my book came out last year of November on my birthday weekend. And then right after that, in March, that's when I released my my first album. I have in April, well, it was supposed to be in April. So next March 22nd, next month, I am going to have my first movie role, and they having a fundraiser dinner at Lackland or something. I posted on my page.
Nice. Congratulations.
Yeah, I'm happy about that, right?
Oh, girl. I wish you all the best. Nothing but good tidings. That's what's up right there. That's what I'm talking about. Women making moves. You hear me? Making moves. I'm all for it. So I wanted to say a little bit more, ask one more question about your book. What is your hope when readers read your book? What do you hope they gain the most from it?
Hope they can heal. You know, just like the title says, I just hope that everything that I put into the book, from the cover, it was all like, it was all calculated, basically. I wanted people to look at the cover and feel something. I want people to open up the book and feel something. When I sign every book, I sign it with a message of encouragement and inspiring, and not just my name, you know what I'm saying? I tell you something to encourage and inspire you and motivate you. So this book is not, it ain't just about me. Basically, that's why every time when I sell a book, if they in my presence, I want to take a picture with them. It's a journey that I'm on and that I want other people to be on. So even if they're not in my presence, I ask them to take a picture holding the book, because I'm just like, it's not just a book. This is for healing. This is something that could change your life. Mm-hmm. If you open it up, if you open your mind and your spirit and your body and your soul up to it, that's what I hope that it could do, basically.
Mm-hmm. But I want to invite you to an event that's coming up a little later in a couple of months, but I just wanted to put it out there now so I don't forget. But I think that your book will help a lot of the people in that group. I want to definitely promote that. That's for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So Miss Symbolic, so where can people find out more about you? Website, IG?
Oh yes. You can follow me on IG and Facebook. It's at Symbolic Soul 77. Also under my government name, it's Aisha Chantel Ward. And my website to purchase my book is SymbolicSoul77.com. Oh, I forgot to mention too that I'm also a spiritual life coach too. I'm excited good. About that.
Good. Yes. See, she got it going
and,
on.
And I'm about to be like a casting, well, I'm calling it, I'm a casting director for another movie that's coming out too. So we're going to have a casting call soon for that.
It is. It's on you. It's your time, girl. It's your time. Take it all. Do it all. That's what's up. I love it. I love to see it. And I wish you all the best with everything. You guys, that was Miss Symbolic Soul on Owning She Podcast. You can find her at SymbolicSoul77.com. Am I correct with that?
Yes.
Awesome. And I am going to tag all of her information in the show notes, as you guys know, so that you can go ahead and check her out. And I appreciate you for coming on Owning She and spreading a little bit about your journey and your books and your music. And I hope to have you back in the future sometime soon.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you letting me be on here and spreading love and positivity and inspiring and motivating.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's our show for tonight, you guys. Until next time. You've just listened to another episode of Owning She with Sheena LV. Check your favorite podcast platforms for our past episodes and be sure to subscribe for new ones. Want to be a guest on the show? Visit www.sheenalv.com/contact. And remember to always own She.